Paragraph Gimel, V'chein ha-pas, Osru Rabbeinu Zal, Gam kein pas shelakum. And besides items that a goy cooks, we know the bread of a goy, bread that's baked by a goy, is also forbidden. As the Gemara says, Navoi Dezor, Daf Lamed Hei over there. Ki halechem hu dovor choshuv me'oid, kinisker le'el behilches netilas yedayim halach aleph. Because we know bread is one of the most important food items. So again, it has tremendous chashivus to it, which means it has a tremendous kedusha to it, a tremendous power of loshna kodesh in it, and therefore the sitra achra would want to draw from it. Therefore, in preparing bread, in making the tikkunim to make the bread, you don't want a goy involved. This is what the Gemara says over there in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, shegozru alma choleyakum mishum yenon. That the rabbis issued a decree against a Jew using foods cooked by a goy, even if all the ingredients are 100% kosher, because we were afraid if you'll eat his cooked vegetables and his cooked fruit, you might come to drink his wine also. Ki kishepoigem b'machol ayakum, sheze b'chinas pegam abriskanal, pegam shel klolius hagidin, because when a person is poigem, in the food of a goy, as we said before, in other words, eating food that was cooked by a goy, which we said is an aspect of pigam abris, because the goyim are plugged into pigam abris, which is a pigam of all the organs of the body, because we know the bris is koilel, all parts of the body. The word bris is tuf resh yud beis, 612, with the koilel it's 613, showing that it includes in it all 613 parts of the body. The ramach evorim and the shesagidim, the bris is koilel everything. Person's poigim in bris, they've been poigim in the entire body, from top to bottom. So therefore, if a person will be poigim in the food of a goy, which is an aspect of pegam bris, then al kein memela yikoshel beayim, then it'll be very easy for that person to stumble on the wine of the goy also. Ki al yidei pegam bris nivgam hayayin, because we know that when there's pegam bris, the wine becomes defective also. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, wine is called tiroish. Why is it called tiroish? The Gemara says because either the person becomes a roish from it. If a person drinks wine bigdusha, it expands his consciousness. It gives him a higher level sechel. That's why we start Shabbos with wine. We start Yontif with wine. We make a wedding with wine. All Dvorim Shabidush, we start with wine. Because drinking wine properly and Bigdusha expands the Moyach. It expands the Neshama. If a person drinks wine the wrong way, or defective wine, wine of a goy, then it's Tehi Rosh. It makes you poor. It makes you lose your... It weakens your consciousness. Less brains, less Kedusha. As the Gemara says, if a person's not zoicha when it comes to wine, he becomes impoverished, poor. Take a look in chapter 29 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal there, that's one of the main chapters in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the topic of tikkun abris and pegam abris, and he also speaks about wine, the powers of wine. Because when a person eats food that was cooked by a goy, which we said is an aspect of pegam abris, it's a pegam of the blood of the 365 gidin, which because the goy, which is the 70 nations who represent ra hakoilel, all kinds of evil. This is what the pasuk says. Don't eat al hadam. Al hadam means with blood. The Gemara gives several different interpretations of this pasuk. So again, this dam represents the goyim. This dam pogum. Azai hayayin nivgam. It's because when a person eats of food from a goy, which is an aspect of pegam abris, then the wine becomes defective. בבחינס לוי זוכה נעשה ראש. דהיינו שאין הדם ממזקים. Because the blood is not pure. The person's blood becomes defective by eating things that are not kosher. כמו שפירש רבנו שם, as רבנו זל explains over there, in Torah Chavtes, עין שם. וזהו בחינס יין נסך. This is the concept of yayin nesech, wine that was used for a goy for his avodah zarah. The high or the chachamim or goy said that even if a goy touches wine, it becomes yayin nesech. Sheyesh boy maga nochri. The high nu yayin sheyesh boy maga nochri. Even wine that was touched by a goy. The high nu shal yedei hadomim sheeinom zakim anal sheim bechina shiv mamomim, because through the blood that has not been purified, impure, which is associated with the 70 nations of the Goyim, kishem is gabrim chas v'shon, when that becomes strong, when the bad blood becomes strong, azai matizin el hamoyech, then it strikes the brain. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Ketubah, discusses the topic of choli noifel, epilepsy. And he says that on a physical level, epilepsy happens when blood rushes to the brain in a powerful way. That's what causes the epileptic kind of fit, a seizure. So Rabbeinu Zal says, when the blood is defective, when the blood is blood of the goyim, blood that's become defective, that causes this problem to the brain. Vazai poigmenes hayayin shubechinas hadas, and then automatically wine, which represents the brain, wine which can either elevate the brain or bring the brain down, is also affected by that. Al yedei negiosam boy, by the goy touching it. Vezeo bechinas pegam hayayin. This is a concept of causing the wine to be defective. Bechinas yayin shenogu boy hashivam umois, wine which was touched by the 70 nations. Vayidei macholei akum nivgam bechinas hayayin. So therefore, we said that by eating food that was cooked by a goy, that food is an aspect of pigama bris. When there's pigama bris, it causes the wine to become defective. Vayidei ze nichsholim uboim lishtois yayin sheyesh boim maganochri kanal. This can easily lead, one can lead into the other very easily. A person eats the food that's defective, that has pigama bris, that'll lead him to the next part of pigama bris, like a natural progression into yayin that was touched by a goy also. Because you'll eat with a goy, you'll come to drink with a goy. By goyim, it's the most natural thing in the world. There's no such thing as eating without drinking, especially wine. Whereas by Jews, we know that Rabbeinu Zal taught us, even though there are Jews that might do otherwise, Rabbeinu Zal taught us that a religious Jew uses wine very, very sparingly. Only for Shabbos, only for Yontif, or only for a special simcha. And even then, very, very little. There's the famous story of Rav Nosson Zal and Rav Naftali Zal. One of the first times they came to Rabbeinu Zal on Purim, after a tremendous, difficult trip, Rabbeinu Zal gave them a little schnapps glass, and he filled the bottom of the schnapps glass, a drop. And it wasn't because he didn't have it. And he said to them, a bissel is euch git, a little is also good. He wanted to emphasize, and this is something that's mentioned throughout our Sforim, that Rabbeinu Zal emphasized that a Jew should be extremely careful with wine, liquor, intoxicating beverages, because unless a person's on a very high madrega, it can bring him down. It causes lack of moichin, lack of seichel. And when a person's lacking seichel, they're prime for they're vulnerable to averus. One of the exceptions for this is Purim. We know that on Purim, the Gemara and the Halacha say, Chayev inish lebesumi bepuria, that a person is obligated to drink on Purim. But here again, each person should judge carefully whether they're drinking, if they know that by becoming intoxicated, they'll chas v'shalom say things that could be harmful to other people or to themselves, or do things that could be harmful, then a person would have to be very careful about it. We know that people that are real, real talmidei chachamim or tzadikim, by them, when they get drunk, You hear all kinds of pearls coming out of their mouths. You see their insides, what's really in their heart, which is tremendous yearning for Hashem, for Yiddishkeit, for Torah, for mitzvahs. But a person who's not on that level should exercise caution to drink more than usual, but with care. V'zeshom, Rabbi Nizal actually is quoted. Rabbi Nizal said that the wine on Purim is tikkun abris. And there were tzaddikim in Breslov, they would drink another cup, a little more tikkun abris. V'zeshom, Rabbi Nizal, this is what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, v'alienon mishum b'nai sehen. And why did the Torah decree to avoid drinking wine of a goy? So that you'll avoid intermarrying with their daughters. Because again, a person starts off with a little pigama bris, which is the food of the goy, goes to a higher level pigama bris, which is the wine of the goy, and then goes to the highest level of pigama bris, which is the goy's daughter. Because it's all in that family of pigama bris. Nidbak boi ra hakoilol, and therefore, by partaking in food that was cooked or baked by a goy, and their wine, the ra hakoilol that the goy is plugged into attaches itself to the person, v'yochol lovoi lepigama bris mo'oid chasashon, and a person could come to the most severe level of pigama bris. V'alkein Doniel shenizhar mimacholayem v'yenom, and this is why Doniel, the prophet Doniel, who was careful to avoid, he was tested in eating food of a goy and wine of a goy, and he refused it. He wouldn't touch it. Zocho shenizgalu loy soidois. He was zocho to have secrets revealed to him. Shehu toloi bebechinas tikkun abris kemuva b'maimar anal haiman anal. Because we know that for a Jew to be zocho to secrets of Torah, one of the most critical prerequisites for that is tikkun abris, as Rabbi Nizal discusses over there in Torah Chof Tes and Likut Imran. Ki keshehu bebchinas tikkun abris, azai yochol lishmores hasoid sheloi legaloisoi. Because a person who is zoched a tikkun abris, which means he has tremendous self-control, he can hold back, that person will also exercise self-control in not revealing a secret. He won't be tempted to reveal a secret he's not supposed to. He won't violate that Isra in the Torah, which speaks about a person saying what they're not supposed to, telling over things they're not supposed to. Kemoi sheshamati mipi Rabbeinu HaKodosh Neiro Yor Biatzmoi, as I heard clearly, directly from Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu Zal says, that the ability to be zeichet to secrets, to keep a secret the right way, is dependent on tikkun abris. Vazai zoiche shemegalin lois soidois. And then the person is zoiche to have secrets revealed to him by Hashem, by the Torah, meachar shiochol shomroi, because he's capable of keeping a secret. V'alkein zocho Doniel lesoidois. And this is why Doniel was zoiche to secrets, as we find in the Navi over there, that Hashem revealed to him about the coming of Moshiach, all kinds of things. And it's written right near where Doniel had the test of being offered food and avoid food of a goy and avoiding it. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Reish Gimel, She'af mi she'enoi nizhar mi pas shelakum kol ashono, afal pikein ba'aseres yimei tshuva roi li zoher. That even a person who's not makbid throughout the year on avoiding bread baked by a goy, we know, for example, people that live in Chutz Laretz, in America, in France, in places like that, not every country, there are places, and today, Baruch Hashem, things have changed a lot. Today, we're in Tuf Shin Samach Tes. But if you go back 30 years ago, 50 years ago, even in America, even in New York, places like New York, there were only certain neighborhoods that had a Jewish bakery, a bakery owned by a Jew in it. The majority of bread, certainly, was baked by non-Jewish bakeries. And if you were lucky, if you were very lucky, the bakery would accept hashgacha. they would allow an organization, a kashrus organization, to come in and to supervise the baking, to make sure that no non-kosher ingredients were put into it, obviously. And the majority of people, this is what they were eating, certainly during the weekdays. On Shabbos, people try to be very makbid to have challah baked by a Jewish bakery. But during the week, the majority of the packaged bread was bread baked by non-Jews. So the halacha says that even those people who throughout the year eat paspalter, they eat bread baked by a goy, should be makbid during Aseres Yemei Tshuva to avoid it. V'hu dovor she'ein loy shochar. This is something that's hard to understand. How do we explain this? What do you mean? If it's not ko, ki dovor she'esh bo chashash isur, roy li zor boy b'chol hashana b'shava. Because something that has even a suspicion of something no good in it, unkosher, we should avoid it all year around. Why is it that when it comes to this thing, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that if you have to, you can eat bread baked by a goy throughout the year, and even if you do, try during Aseres Yemei Tshuva not to. Omnom ba'Aseres Yemei Tshuva daiko ho isur chomer b'yoser, v'oz tzrichan lizor me'ano b'yoser. But Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now how this particular isur, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's much more serious. And that's why a person has to avoid it much more. Why? Kipas shelohem hu bebechinas pegam hadomim kanal. Because we said that the bread of goyim, bread baked by goyim, is bread that has that dam tomei attached to it. Shehu bechinas pegam habegodim, which is associated with defective clothing. In that Torah, in the Kutran Torah Choftes, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about pegam habris, and he shows how pegam habris causes the blood to be defective, and it also causes the person's clothing to be defective. Rabbeinu Zal proves it from psukim there. Bechol eis yu begodecho levenim. At all times, your clothing, your garments, should be white. And the Gemara says, Al tikri begodecho bigidecho. It's gid means the pipes through which the blood flows inside the body. So there's a connection between the blood flowing through the body and the begodim. Shubchinas pegam begodim. Ayin shom. Look over there in Torah Choftes and Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. Ubaseres Yemei Tshuva kol iskenu lesaken hadomim. And during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the main thing we're focusing on is purifying, correcting our blood. Al yidei tikun kloli sagiden, through tikun abris, through tikun akloli, kedei lizkois biyoyim akipurim lemechilo kapora. In order to be zecha at the climax of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, at the end of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to complete forgiveness. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, as the Gemara says, dam nekar v'nase cholov, that the blood changes and is converted into milk. The red, which represents midas hadin, which represents pegam habris, gets converted to white, which represents purity. Tikun habris, bechinas begodim levonim sheloiv shem b'yom kippurim, like the white garments that we wear on Yom Kippur, that white kittel that shows that this is what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is the culmination of a purification process. Throughout the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're trying to convert the red to white. Until on Yom Kippur, we're zoche to get to that complete whiteness. Or as you had in the Beis Hamikdash, when they took that cloth, the red cloth, and when they threw the Sor El Azazel off, it turned white, implying that the Yidden were forgiven for all their sins. As Rav Nosson Zal discussed earlier in Hilchas Yom Kippur and Orach Chaim, alkein tzorach lizoher oz moed mipas shelakum. That's why specifically, especially during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have to be very careful to avoid bread baked by a goy, kedei lishmur habegodim shiyu nekiyim b'yom kippurim, in order to guard, to protect our garments, our clothing, that they should be pure for Yom Kippur. Lisko islamechilo slichen, thereby be zeche to a complete forgiveness.